We've begun exploring the basic orientation towards tefillah, towards prayer, that the rabbis describe in the Mishnah, and specifically the practice of the Hasidim Rishonim, the early practitioners who would shohim, they would wait, they would pause, they would be in a state of waitfulness and rest for an hour before they davened. Kedei lechaven et libam lamakom. In order to direct their hearts or to align their hearts with the place. And we spoke about how makom as a name of God, as a divine name, actually identifies God as the place of all that exists. The context, in a sense, the fundamental holding environment of everything that is, the rabbis say, this is God. And we relate to God as makom. We are recognizing that anything that's taking place is taking place within the space that God is providing for it at this very moment. God is the backdrop of reality, of all existence, of all life, of all experience, of all phenomenon, of all being, universe, space, time, dimensionality, no matter what angle you want to approach it from. Hu mikomo shel olam means that all that we know of and all that is that we point to and say it exists within the space that God is providing for it. And that when we recognize the presence of what is, we can also recognize the presence of God in that. So I'd like to share a guided practice, meditation around this theme of makom. And this is really a beginning. We'll develop this further and more deeply in the weeks that follow. But as a very basic beginning point, how do we begin to get ourselves into a state and a space in which tefillah can take place? How do we orient ourselves in relationship with the one to whom we are going to pray? So the rabbis teach us to sit, to arrive, and lechaven libam lamakom means to allow our awareness to rest in presence. Allow what is present to fill our awareness. So as a starting point, I invite you to sit down if you're not already sitting. And take a few full breaths just to let your body come alive a little bit. There are really a whole lot of different ways to access presence, so I'll offer a few to begin with. But for very starters, let's start with the makom, the place that we occupy in the most immediate way, which is our body itself. And so I invite you to begin to notice the feeling of your feet touching the ground. Simply let yourself be aware of the sensations in the soles of your feet. There may be movement, there may be tightness, there may be relaxation, whatever is there. You don't even need to name it. You can simply let yourself be aware of the feeling. And we'll slowly draw our awareness up our feet to our ankles. Simply noticing what's here. Letting our awareness really just be there. You may notice other thoughts coming up or other sensory reactions that arise, and that's fine too. When that happens, let yourself notice it and bring your awareness back into the body. Slowly drawing your awareness up your legs. Giving space to whatever is there. The sensations, the state, the what is, and continuing to bring our awareness up our thighs to our seat. Feeling the weight of your body supported by your chair. Simply resting right here. Continuing to draw the awareness up your belly and your back. Noticing the whole time the movements, the sensations. There may be tightness, there may be discomfort, there may be tingling. All of it is welcome. We're simply welcoming it all into awareness right now. It is what's here. And continuing to draw our awareness up our chest, to the shoulders, drawing awareness down the arms, slowly towards the hands. And just take a moment here to be with your hands. You may feel the tingling sensation in the palms of your hands. The aliveness that's present there. May feel temperature, the temperature of the insides of the hands, the outsides of the hands. Simply notice. Let your awareness be here. And we'll continue to bring the awareness up the body, back up to the shoulders and neck. The muscles in the face, throat and jaw, tongue, even gums and teeth, lips. You may notice that as you continue bringing awareness to these parts of your body, can allow them to just relax a little bit. To loosen and sink into presence here. You can continue to draw that awareness upwards toward the forehead, up to the head and to the crown of the head. You can imagine from the crown of your head like a string with a balloon on top, suspended over your head, gently pulling your head upward, gently tugging at your spine and allowing you to sit up in a straight and open position. Really just open up the awareness in the body. And just let yourself sit in the awareness of right now. Sit in your whole body. Here. This makom. Where you are. You know, there's a number of ways to open up the word makom. One way to say makom, what is arising? Makom. To sit in the open awareness of makom. Not to name what it is or define what it is or focus in a rigid way, but to be with an open awareness of what? Of letting whatever is rising be here. In your sensory experience, in your emotional experience, all the movements and responses in the body right now. And then there's another layer of makom, which is what is upholding all of this? Makom, what is allowing this to stand? This moment. This space, this experience, the what that stands behind all that is, that gives it space, makom. Mekomo shel olam, a place. The place, the all-encompassing placeholder of existence and of this moment. Just notice what happens inside as you turn your awareness to makom. As your experience here meets and turns toward that which is allowing it to be, that which is giving it, granting it space. Just notice what happens within you as you become aware of that. Notice what happens as you allow yourself to bring makom closer into a more immediate presence with you here. You may even expand the field of your attention and awareness to include the space beyond your body. The air touching your skin, the air of the room, the physical space you're in right now, out to the sides, in front and back, up and down. Let your awareness include all that's in here. can allow your awareness to include other people who share this space with you. Whether it's people who are physically in a room with you, in a house with you, or people who share your life with you. This is part of your makom, part of the place that is given to you. And as you expand your attention of makom, of your place, of this place, allow it once again to rest in makom, and that which allows for this to be. And let yourself be with that. Here in presence. Breathe it in deeply. Let it fill your being. Let it fill the space of your awareness. And just gently notice what arises in you from this state, this place of awareness. What is it like to be in this mode of relationship? This is the place where we begin. And it's the place from which prayer and tefillah, dialogue between us and God is possible. Thank you for listening. Thank you for walking this path with me. We'll continue to explore this in the coming weeks.